This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and this week is Exercise Right Week. What's that all about? Probably exercise. I'm joined by exercise physiologist Lisa Parkinson. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
Not too bad. So what's Exercise Right Week all about?
Yeah, Exercise Right Week is an annual awareness campaign held in the last week of May every year. And the campaign aims to highlight the benefits of exercise for health and well-being and to help Australians to understand where to get the right advice for their individual needs. So the campaign is brought to us by Exercise and Sports Science Australia, who is the peak body for exercise and sports science professionals such as myself, and they're dedicated to helping Australians live healthier and more active lives.
And I guess this would be the perfect week then to challenge yourself to make sure you are getting that right amount of exercise.
Yeah, that's right. So Exercise Right Week does try and help people to exercise more. And I know that our clinic here is doing a couple of fun things during the week to try and get people more involved in exercise.
All right. What's on the agenda for Optimum Exercise Physiology, Claire?
So we are offering people who sign in to go into the draw to win a free one-hour consult with us where we can chat about their health and fitness goals, do an assessment, develop up a home program or train them in the gym with us. And we're also encouraging them to sign up a friend and we can give them a free group session together as well. So just trying to get people involved that way.
Awesome. And so today you wanted to share some random exercise and health facts. What should people know?
Yeah, so I thought I'd go through five just random facts. So the first one is that the knee is the largest and most complex joint in our body, but it's also the most likely joint to be injured. So moving on from that fact is that AFLW players, so the female AFL players, are 9 times more likely to sustain an ACL injury than their male counterparts. And the reason for that is mainly due to biomechanics. So females have a wider pelvis and therefore the angle between their pelvis and the knee joint is greater, and that's thought to lead to those knee injuries for females. So random fact there.
All right. I mean, I guess I never bothered thinking about how, the shape of someone's body would affect the wear and tear on the knees.
Yeah. It's just that, force is going through at a different angle, which, leads to further injury for them. Number two is that only 10% of people are successful at losing weight through diet alone. So exercise by itself isn't super successful either, but if we combine the two, it's proven to be a recipe for success. So if people are looking to achieve weight loss out there, don't just do exercise, don't just do diet, but do the both of them together and you'll get some great improvements and help you long term too.
And what about number three?
Number three is about our heart. So our heart is actually the hardest working muscle in our body. It beats approximately 100,000 times a day, pumping almost 7.5 litres of blood. So it's as we know, it's a pretty important part of our overall health. And it's a really good reason why we want to train our heart through exercise to keep fit and healthy and to help it do its job long term. And there are heaps of research around the link between physical fitness and us living longer.
And I guess, the beat of your heart is quite important, and exercising as best you can is probably going to lead to a happier, healthier life.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah. And more beats. Fun fact number four is that music improves your workout performance. So listening to music while exercising can improve workout performance by 15%. And I don't know about you, Jordan, but that certainly works for me. If I put on a podcast or some music when I'm going out for a long run, it always seems to make it go faster.
Yeah, and it sort of, I guess, distracts you as well. If you've got music in your ears, you're concentrating on something else, you probably don't notice how tired you're feeling.
No, that's right. And you can't hear yourself breathing or hear that heart pumping super fast. So like I said, it's a good distraction
and a good
motivator. Yeah.
And I guess the faster the beat you're listening to, the more likely you're going to pick up the pace as well.
Yeah, there are some great apps out there that can actually line you up with some songs which are in line with a similar cadence or the step pace that you want to be working out. So it kind of keeps you going at that pace. So lots of good things out there to help you.
And so that's four random exercise facts. What's number five?
Number five is that it takes your body 6 to 8 weeks to adapt to an exercise program. And so that's why it's so important to stick to an exercise routine, a bit longer term, and why it's really important to try and find ways to help you to stay on track. So things like goal setting or finding exercise buddies to help you keep accountable and exercising, throughout those 6 to 8 weeks and then beyond is really important.
And I guess, you don't want to get disheartened if you're not seeing the results that you want straight away, because it does take a bit of time.
It does take time. It takes time for our muscles to develop and neural pathways from the brain through to the muscles and, yeah, a range of different adaptations that occur with exercise to happen. So we've got to stick with it to get those results that we're looking for.
So, of course, Exercise Right Week, how can people get involved?
Yeah, so apart from, you know, heading down to your local clinic or Optimum Exercise Physiology, you can also head to the Exercise Right website where you'll find heaps of resources and also the ability to sign up to free online exercise classes and also some free webinars and information sessions around exercise and health as well.
No worries. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time and enjoy Exercise Right Week.
Thanks very much, Jordan. Bye.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic Hits Breakfast.